This is program number LW2497. Well, all of a sudden there's a knock on your front door. You're lying there in the dark and you nudge your husband. Honey, wake up. There's someone at the door. You fumble for the light switch. It's midnight. Who would be calling on you at this hour? It couldn't be your daughter. She said she'd be staying overnight with a friend. Finally, both of you are awake and you're headed for the front door. You open it and there stands your daughter next to a police officer. What in the world is going on? What's the deal? She can't even look at you. Her head is hung as though in shame. Well, for just a minute, there's a stunned silence. Then it's broken. The police officer speaks. I've just picked up your daughter driving under the influence of drugs. We'll have to take her in and book her. Would you like to come along? In 10 seconds, your whole world has fallen apart. Other parents have problems with children who take drugs, but not you. This must be a dream. It just can't be true. Suddenly you realize the officer is waiting for an answer. Yes, we'll come with you. Come in and have a seat while we get ready. The two of you hardly look at each other while you dress, but the occasional glances reveal the same question on both of your faces. Where did we go wrong? All the plans and hopes for your daughter have been crushed. The rest of her life, she'll bear a stigma and maybe a jail record. Now her future is a big question mark. So is yours. You have failed as a parent. That's what keeps going over and over in your mind. All the years flash through in a split second. Yet there's still one question you still need answered. Where did we go wrong? Hi, this is Larry West. If this has happened to you, listen up. Before you sink any further into self-condemnation, it probably won't do you any good to probe your past role as a parent. Chances are you have tried your best to raise your child right. I've got a challenge for you today. Did you know there's someone that your child is learning more from in one day than he hears from you in a week? And that someone is not a teacher, it's not a schoolmate. Stop and think for just a minute. What is your child tuned into more than anything else? What is it that he is listening to during the day? Music. Mom and Dad, there is more Satan, more drugs, more sex being programmed into your child today than what you might be aware of. When the Rolling Stones sing about sister morphine and sweet cousin cocaine, it's pretty hard for a 13-year-old to see that there would be anything wrong with it. A fellow by the name of Bob Larson, former professional rock and roll singer, says it's like advertising. The more they hear it, the more they accept it. In the 60s, drug rock songs declared that the kids should take a magic carpet ride or a journey to the center of your mind. The Beatles then sang, I get high with a little help from my friends. That's where it really got its start, and it's gotten worse. At a recent international music conference, the spokesman for a major record industry advertising firm said this, record companies and music publishers have earned many millions of dollars from extolling the virtues of drugs. He goes on, would one turn out phonographic records extolling the virtues of forcible rape, armed robbery, or kidnapping? The answer, I think, for many companies is yes, as long as there is money in it and they don't go to jail. Now, those are his words. Now, before I go any further, I just want you to know that I like music. Frankly, I like just about all kinds. Of course, I have my favorites, naturally. But I am concerned. I'm not only concerned with the drug rock music, but I'm concerned with the sexed-up country stuff, too. I'm concerned with the constant bombardment coming from all directions at us, telling us that the drug scene, the sex, the Satan worship, and the such like is all where the better life is. I've spent too much time counseling heartbroken people who have been involved in those things to let it go unmentioned. Select your music. Select what you watch. Select what you read. Be careful. What you let yourself be exposed to is exactly what you will become. The wisest man in the Bible, other than Jesus Christ, said a long time ago, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Mom, Dad, you can do your best to try to raise your kids right, but don't ignore their records, their tapes. Don't ignore that television set. Double-check your magazines. Be careful and do your best to protect. I have a Bible study course that's great to have in your home. It's the right kind of exposure, I guarantee. Write me for it. It's 11 lessons long. It's free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.